Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here on a Thursday. Of course, today's the day. The Mueller report is on the way. At least that's what we're told. The redacted version, of course. The legal version. The version that Democrats are trying to go and tell you that somehow we're part of a cover-up or something because William Barr is actually following the law and redacting parts that he has to redact, like grand jury testimony or the names of people that were never actually accused of anything and don't want to have them maligned. So he's doing what's right and what's proper, and the Democrats are going apoplectic, of course. Joining me now, Sidney Powell, former federal prosecutor, at the time the youngest assistant U.S. attorney in the country when she began with the Western District of Texas. Sidney, welcome back.
Thanks so much. Always great to be with you.
So much to cover here, but what I find fascinating, and maybe you do as well, is I find all of these Democrats making all of these observations. They're pontificating about all of these things, and they did it while William Barr, the attorney general, was in front of the House committee, in front of a Senate committee, making all sorts of assumptions and declarations when he's the only guy in the room that's actually seen the report. Don't you think that's a bit dangerous?
It's hilarious. They're just beside themselves. They don't know what to do. They actually have a real attorney general who's a real lawyer and knows the law and is so competent. And they are just clueless. He is so much smarter than all of them.
Yeah, he's not flappable either. He just sits there. He takes their barbs. He takes their arrows, their slings and arrows, and he takes it all. And he just says, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I already answered that question. I'm not going to answer that question. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. But they're making, you know, and they're making their rounds, of course, on cable news channels and the nightly news and so forth. And they're saying, well, there's collusion and clearly there's a conspiracy. And of course, there's obstruction. And I'm thinking to myself, guys, he's the only one that's actually read the report. And he issued a 4-page statement saying, here's what the report found. And you guys, right. Oh, wait, what do you think? He lied?
And Rosenstein are doing it all with him. He's got Mueller making the redactions with him.
Exactly. So, you know, you'd have to believe then that Mueller, Rosenstein, and Barr are all, you know, corrupt and doing this. I mean, let's be honest. Mueller wanted to get the president. He didn't start out on this journey because he thought he was going to get away with it or get away with something. He thought he had something to investigate. And after 675 days, there's nothing
there.
We're
a team on a mission to destroy President Trump. I've got a website called creepsonamission.com.
Yeah. So what do you think? I mean, what do you think is going to be? I mean, we can speculate some here, but I'm going to guess that all we're going to see come tomorrow is the expanded version of what we already know.
I think that's right. And judging from what Mr. Rosenstein said earlier this week, there's going to be a lot more information about the cyber aspect of it. I think we can expect to see more information about the Russian troll farm stuff and information about the supposed hacking of the DNC server. I've got an article out about it at sidneypowell.com, but I don't think it's going to amount to a hill of beans. I think it's mainly an exercise in obfuscation to try to keep our focus away from the real problem, which is how this all began. And it began back in 2015 at the very latest when Mr. Comey, according to the decision of the FISA court that came out in April 2017 by Chief Judge Rosemary Collier, Comey gave illegal access to the raw NSA database to three private contractors to mine whatever they wanted to mine it for. And I'm betting money that one of those was Fusion GPS, and that happens to be the time that Nellie Orr started with Fusion GPS and was starting to dig for information on Trump and Flynn and everybody else she wanted to dig up information on. They were literally doing political opposition research on all the candidates and using the NSA database to do it.
Well, here's something that, you know, this goes back. This is actually not a new story, but on Wednesday, the president was tweeting about the 11 payments made by the FBI to Christopher Steele. Apparently, I don't know that he's not read this before. This goes all the way back to January of 2017. There were reports that the FBI had paid Christopher Steele, which is interesting considering the DNC paid Christopher Steele. And so did the Hillary Clinton campaign paid Christopher Steele. So, but the president
so
now.
Did Oleg Deripaska.
Sure. But the president just now picking up on that narrative. I think that there's a lot more exposure for the left in all of this, my guess. I mean, you look at Greg Craig. The biggest fish caught in all of this so far is the former counsel to President Barack Obama. That's the biggest. And he had nothing to do with Russian collusion. But it all goes back. I want to ask you about this. Sidney Powell with us. Sidney, I keep hearing one country come up, and it's not Russia. It's Ukraine. It's Joe Biden at Ukraine. It's Hillary Clinton at Ukraine. It's other, you know, back and forth. Greg Craig tied to Ukraine. What is up with this country?
I don't know, but they obviously have some issues.
My point being is the corruption all seems to track back to that country. Money in and out of Ukraine. Money from Hillary Clinton. Money from the DNC. Association with Greg Craig. Paul Manafort was connected to Ukraine. Obviously, there's something there, and I think that we're going to find out as we move through this that there's more to it than what we've heard so far. So when we start to see this all come together, my guess, and you again, we can speculate here because the report isn't quite here yet. We're hoping for it today. I think that the Democrats could find themselves in some real trouble with what really is in this report. And then, of course, you've got Michael Horowitz coming out next month with his findings.
Yeah, I was going to say the real report to watch for is going to be Mr. Horowitz's report on all the FISA abuses.
And of course, the federal prosecutor out of Utah. What do you expect?
I don't know what, if anything, Mr. Hoover's been doing. But I do know Mr. Horowitz has been doing an investigation. So that's the one I'm really looking forward to.
And of course,
I don't think it will be nearly as constrained as his last one was.
No, I think he had the governor on for the last one because he didn't want to, you know, go too far too fast, knowing that Mueller was still doing his work.
And I think Mr. Rosenstein and Mr. Sessions were governors on that one also.
So in the end here, let me ask you this. Rod Rosenstein, much maligned by the president, much maligned by other folks, does he turn out to be a straight shooter here or not?
No, I don't think so.
What do you think?
Well, he still signed one of those FISA applications without reading it, which, as far as I'm concerned, is legal malpractice at a very minimum. And he was more conflicted than anybody I can think of in the whole Mueller investigation. He never should have appointed Mueller in the first place. If he'd been man enough to handle the whole situation, that would never have happened.
And let's go back to one other, one of the key linchpin players of all of this, because the more we learn, the less we think of James Comey. I think that's fair to say. The less we think of James Comey, the more we learn. And I wonder, when this is all said and done, how he fares.
I think Mr. Comey may be looking at some serious trouble. Without a doubt, he leaked classified information to his friend Daniel Richmond for the New York Times, intending it to go to the New York Times.
Yeah, that's exactly what he intended to do. He intended to get a special counsel appointed. And
exactly.
his little
and
game
I don't know
worked.
How you just intend that one day and it happens the next without some machinations behind the scenes previously either.
You got that right. Sidney Powell, great conversation. Good to have you here, former federal prosecutor. And of course, we'll be seeing this report here shortly. And I'm guessing you and I will discuss it sometime not too long after that.
And look for my article at SidneyPowell.com, Sidney with an I.
There you go, SidneyPowell.com. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council. Hey, parents! It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to adoptuskids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.